Case number 11,158, Rhonda Melson, northeast of Road 62, Whaley's Road, 2,800 feet northwest of Road 66, Pepper Box Road, a special use exception to operate a daycare center in Dahl County.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rhonda Melson, 34691 Whaley's Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Okay, well, I've done daycare for, I guess, 13 years now.
Uh-huh.
And it was just brought to my attention that I needed approval for a daycare center instead of just a, I guess, the initial, I guess, I don't know, through licensing inspection, I got a letter in the mail saying I had to come and get approved for a daycare center because I have more than 6 kids.
Oh, okay.
And then also, along those lines, they found out I had 5 dogs, which I wasn't aware that we were only allowed to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So they said I had needed to come apply for a kennel license also.
But if, because you're one over your...
Yeah.
Okay, and how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for 13 years. So
13 years.
I was at under 6 for the first 2 years,
uh-huh.
And then I went to the large family, which is 9 kids.
Do you have 9 children now?
I have 8 right now, like,
8.
And not all the time, but some couple part-timers.
And what are your hours?
From 6 o'clock in the morning to basically 6 in the afternoon.
Now, is that Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Just
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Ready?
How long have you been working?
13 years?
Yes.
How'd you get caught?
Huh?
How'd you get caught?
Well, I had my state lady came, and our family's a big animal. I have 3 kids, and we love animals. So we had, like, barnyard animals and everything. We had a couple goats and a pig. Mm. And so she wanted to make sure I was within health requirements. So when they came out and they saw the list, 5 dogs, I was like, I wasn't aware of that. And then when I showed her the letter, she was like, I didn't know you had to have approval for daycare center, so I'm going to have to let all the people know. So I don't know. But
okay, so planning and zoning came out.
Yeah, planning and zoning.
For your dogs, and then they found out you had a daycare center.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Werber?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
What effect has it had on neighboring properties?
None, as far as I know, because the daycare has been going on for... I only have 1 dog that is outside. The other animals are caged and taken outside and brought back in and that kind of thing, so...
Okay. So neither the daycare nor the animals have had any negative or adverse effect?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
And I have no further questions.
I have one more, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
You have how many dogs?
5.
And how many children?
3.
No, I mean...
Oh, daycare. I have 8, and like 2 of them are part-time, so 6 all the time, like daily right now.
Yeah. Well, good luck to your husband. He's got dogs and he's got kids.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
What's the parking situation like in the area? And when the parents come by to pick up their kids and whatnot, what?
We have a paved lane, and they just pull off and come in and get them.
What are the neighboring properties like?
Are
they residential, farmland,
it's
commercial?
Actually family is like close. And just the in-laws are next door. And then other than that, there's nobody real close except for, you know, lots over, but like a horse farm or a horse yard
barn,
that is like
barn
in between and stuff. So
do you have a fenced in area for the children to play?
Yes, I do.
I have nothing further.
Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, since the applicant suggests that there is not an adverse effect, and we have not heard testimony that there is any adverse effect, then that would, in my opinion, suggest that the use does not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So I make a motion that we approve, excuse me, case number 11,158 for both the daycare and the dog kennel.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion substantially. I got it, John.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,158. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,158 is approved for your daycare and your dog kennel.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And good luck.
Thank you.